නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය නාරායණං නමස්කෘත්‍ය නරං චෛව නරෝත්තමං දේවිං සරස్వතිං వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తేర్ భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 60 వర్స్ నంబర్ 36. త్వత్పాద పద్మమకరంద జుషం మునీనాం వర్త్మాస్ఫుతం నృప పశుభిర్నను దుర్విభావ్యం యస్మాద్ అలౌకికం ఇవ హితం ఈశ్వరస్య భూమం స్తవే హితం అథో అను యే భవంతం. త్వత్పాద పద్మమకరంద జుషం మునీనాం వర్త్మా స్ఫుతం నృప పశుభిర్ నను దుర్విభావ్యం యస్మాదలౌకికం ఇవేహితమీశ్వరస్య భూమం స్తవేహితమథో అను యే భవంతం. త్వత్పాద పద్మమకరంద జుషం మునీనాం వర్త్మా స్ఫుతం నృప శుభిర్నను దుర్విభావ్యం యస్మాదలౌకికమివేహితమీశ్వరస్య భూమం స్తవేహితమథో అను యే భవంతం. It is or two word meaning twat your pada of the feet padma lotus like makaranda the honey jusham who relish muni nam for sages vartma your path asputam not apparent nr in human form pashubhi by animals nano certainly then durvivavyam impossible to comprehend yasmat because alaukikam supramandin iva as if ihitam the activities ishvarasya of the supreme lord bhuman o all powerful one tava your ihitam activities atho therefore anu following ye who bhavantam you translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation your movements inscrutable even for sages who relish the honey of your lotus feet are certainly incomprehensible for human beings who behave like animals and just as your activities are transcendental O all powerful lord so too are those of your followers purport here queen rukmini replies to lord krishna's statement in text 13 aspashta vartmanam pumsam alokapatham iyusham asthita padvim subhru prayasiddhanti yoshitah O fine browed lady women are usually destined to suffer when they stay with men whose behavior is uncertain and who pursue a path not approved by society in the present verse Rukmini is taking the term alokapatham to mean unworldly path those who are entangled in worldly behavior are trying to enjoy this world more or less like animals even if such people are culturally advanced they should simply be considered sophisticated or polished animals Shrimati Rukmini Devi points out that because the lord's activities are always transcendental they are aspashta or unclear to ordinary people and even the sages trying to know the lord cannot perfectly understand these activities Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Tamrupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी शानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च उपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I beg forgiveness that actually His Holiness Bhakti Vishwambar Mahadav Maharaj was supposed to give the class, but because he is not keeping well, I was asked. So, whatever I had prepared for yesterday, I will try to speak because I am, and I would like to seek the blessings of all devotees present over here, and that I may speak something inspiring to myself as well as for all the devotees assembled over here. So, as we've been hearing from senior devotees, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and Bhakti Vishwambar Maharaj also, in the last few days, the background of this entire beautiful episode which is appearing in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, which represents the lotus face of the Lord. So here we see that how Krishna is wanting to relish various mellows with his principal queen Rukmini Devi, and in that process he is trying to incite anger in Rukmini Devi. However, as Maharaj was telling the other day, that he was not successful in that, because Rukmini Devi, rather than getting angry by this his talk, she rather becomes very anxious that and very worried that she would be losing the association of her Lord, and she actually faints. And then normally somebody to incite anger in somebody else, we would usually try to demean the other person, you know, whenever, or shout. Normally it happens whenever we see in this in office also, if somebody does some mistake or something, then usually we get angry, we shout at him and try to prove that how the other person has actually not lived up to the expectation, or he's not worthy the service which he has been given. But here we see that Krishna is not like just any other person. So, although he wanted to incite anger in Rukmini Devi, yet he was trying to undermine himself, saying that he is not qualified for the association of Rukmini Devi. And thus, this is very novel. Nobody otherwise normally does like that. Usually we try to undermine the person in front of us. And however, Rukmini Devi, in spite, we see that although she has been one of the most principal queens of Lord Sri Krishna, and she has been associating with him for last so many years, yet her association, close association with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and she is the internal potency of the Lord, and she is the principal queen, means as compared to other queens, and yet she has not lost the respect for Krishna. We see that normally in our day-to-day life, our experience is that in the beginning, whenever we come close to somebody, means in the beginning we have a lot of respect for not only the seniors, even for the equals and all. But then as the days passes, as our we spend more and more time, then our talks become more and more at the same level, or then even we many times we crack jokes with each other, or even then slowly, slowly, many a times we see in our ashram also, like our respect, maybe our one of the aspects that our friendship is increasing is that our respect actually in a way comes down. But here we see that, or even if we see in our family lives with our relationship between our parents, maybe I can say for myself that from childhood whatever I have been seeing between my mother and father. So earlier, like, mother was always submissive and slow, means she, even now she is submissive, no doubt about that. But just to say, so that slowly, there is always, over the years, now when they are in vanaprastha life and in the old age, then many times my mother also chastises my father for so many reasons. So like that. So, but here we see that between Lord Krishna and Rukmini Devi, that Rukmini Devi is still continues to, she does not lose her original characteristic of being the most submissive wife, and she is more happy doing serving Lord Sri Krishna than anything else. And after she faints, and then Krishna actually realizes that he has failed in his attempt to incite anger in Rukmini Devi, then Krishna actually has to serve Rukmini Devi and then caress her and inspire her. And then actually, and once she regains composure, then now we see that how Rukmini Devi is very nicely, she is refuting whatever Krishna said. Whatever Krishna said to undermine himself, now Rukmini Devi is presenting those same arguments and showing that how these are actually the glories of Lord Sri Krishna, and how actually by as a devotee, for us it is very important that we this is a very, very important episode whereby we can see that in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the types of contradictions and all, everything can be explained or accepted. So anything, even though spoken in a negative way about Supreme Lord, yet the glory of the Lord is such that even that can become as a glory for the Lord. So in this last couple of verses, last verse also we saw that yesterday, as Maharaj was saying, that Lord Sri Krishna is, he earlier said that the Supreme Lord actually, Rajabhyo Bhibhiyata Subhru Samudram Sharanam Gataam. That's Lord Sri Krishna, he, fearing the kings, or the enemies, he actually took shelter in the ocean. That is, he created the city of Dwarka for the safety and security of himself as well as his citizens. So, whereas Rukmini Devi actually pointed out that the Lord is actually, out of fear of the kings, Srimati Rukmini Devi points out that the actual rulers of the world are the gunas, or the material modes of nature, which impel all living beings to act. So, actually in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says that Tribhir gunamair bhavai ebhi eva sarvam idam jagar mohitam nabhi jananati mam evya paramavyayam. That, deluded by the three modes of material nature, that the living beings in this conditioned world, they are not able to understand that Krishna is the Supreme. And these actually, these modes of goodness, passion and ignorance, whatever it may be, like, they actually subdue the living entities in such a way that for them there is no difference actually whether somebody is in goodness, passion, or it is just like once Shyamanand Prabhu was also explaining in the Bhagavad Gita class, that the gunas are just like a scanner. Like for a scanner, what image we are scanning is not so very important. Whichever image it may be, whether it is the image of some nice beautiful scenery or whether it is some accounting data or some other photograph or whatever it may be, so that is not, that does not make any difference to the scanner. For it, it only represents certain pixels or some color bandwidth or something like that. So that it is just data. So similarly, the gunas are such that for them, all individuals, although people may be in different shades of different gunas, somebody may be primarily in the mode of goodness, like Prabhupada explains in the purport, that based on the three gunas and their combination, the entire living entities, means the people, they can all be divided into four categories. Those who are in the principally in the mode of goodness, they are like purely in the mode of goodness, they are like the Brahmanas. Those who are in the mode of passion, they are like the Kshatriyas. And those in both, in a mixed combination of both passion and ignorance, they are like the Vaishyas. And those who are predominantly in the mode of ignorance, they are like the Shudras. But in Kali Yuga now, normally we see that Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Most of the people are either in the mostly in the mode of ignorance only. So, and being under the modes of these nature, we actually are unable to understand or the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Krishna himself is saying that it is very difficult. In fact, he says, Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. And the only way of understanding or coming above the influence of this mode of material natures is to mamayevehi prapadyante mayamitam tarantite. That is, only by taking, once we take the shelter of the Supreme Lord, then we can actually overcome the influence of these modes of material nature and try to understand the Supreme Lord. In fact, very nicely, how actually Krishna is Purusha, or the he is above the three modes. Like Kunti Maharani, actually in her prayers, she prays, Namaste Purusham Tvadyam Ishvara Prakrite Parah. So she is saying, Namaste means normally, if we see by relationship, Kunti Maharani is much, much senior, elder to Lord Sri Krishna. She, Krishna is just like her nephew. But still, she is offering respects, Namaste. She is offering her obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna. So he may say that, I am just your son, so why are you offering? So she is saying, no, you are Purusha. So Krishna may say, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining, that Krishna may say that, oh, there are so many Purushas in this world, so why only you are offering obeisances to me? So you are, so Kunti Maharani is saying that you are Adyam, you are the beginningless, you are the, so even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the souls are also beginningless, means souls are also eternal. So, but you are not just any other soul, but you are the Ishvara. So, somebody may, Krishna may counteract by saying that there are so many Ishvaras in this world. If you see that there is Surya, Chandra, and so many Ishvaras are there. So, but actually, Kunti Maharani is saying, you are not just any other Ishvara, you are Prakrite Para. You are above the Prakriti, or above the three modes of nature. Whereas all the other Ishvaras, they may be under varying degrees, they may still be under the influence of the various modes of nature. So that is the reason why Krishna is the Supreme. And and the only way that, as Rukmini Devi is telling over here also, is that the only way that we can overcome the influence of these modes of material nature, or is, as was explained in the last, that Krishna actually enters our heart, is by by through the message of Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Prabhupada glorifies the process of devotional service. He is saying, Shrunvatham Sakvatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Like even as part of our prayers for before starting the class, we say, so Hridayantastho Hi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suruchsatam. By hearing the message of Lord Sri Krishna, actually Krishna can enter our hearts. Although he is there present as Paramatma in our heart, but at the same time he becomes favorable. And just like in the previous verse purport also it was explained that Krishna actually takes active effort that to protect the devotees. And the desire to hear or about Lord Sri Krishna, actually that comes through Shushrusho Shraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Swan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Kirtana Niveshana. So the the desire for hearing the message of the Lord, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, that can come by serving the devotees as well as the Supreme Lord. So it is very important that we understand that the entire process of this devotional service, which is prepared by, given to us by Prabhupada, that is like the perfect medicine which is there. The morning program, the day-to-day services, everything. So the entire process, it is like a very packaged medicine. So once we accept this, then all other things are taken care of. And as we also chant this mantra, that Nashta Prayesho Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, just like in the life of Narad Muni, in this purport, Prabhupada was explains that how Narad Muni himself practiced in his life, that how this process worked for him. And he was earlier in his previous life, he was born as like a Dasi Putra. And by the inconceivable mercy of the Lord, he got the association of some the devotees of the Lord. And his mother was serving. And he also, as a small child, he would participate in that service. And he got the blessings of the Bhaktivedantas. And by accepting their instructions and their prasad, the uchishta. So by that he developed faith in the Lord. And just like in the previous verse it was explained that Lord appears in the heart of the devotee. So when Narad Muni's later on the Bhaktivedantas left, and Narad Muni's mother passed away. So he did not lose faith. Normally a small child, where his only shelter is taken away, he would most likely get bewildered. But here Narad Muni actually takes to the path of spirituality with much more conviction. And then as he is meditating in the forest, then Lord appears in his heart and he is able to take darshan. And then later on, then Lord again passes, he disappears, and then he hears a voice. He tries a lot, but then Lord reveals to him that no, you will have to increase your hankering, you have to get more purified, and then I will give you darshan, maybe after the at the end of this life. So that is what is the process of devotional service, is that Lord gives us so many inspirations in our life, and eventually that is all just to ensure that we don't lose track from this process of devotional service. And eventually, surely we'll get back to Godhead and have His association. So, actually,
the most important aspect of our devotional services, association of devotees and the service to devotees. So service of association of the Supreme Lord can be directly perceived by us in our day-to-day life by the service of by the association of the devotees. And so we see the recently we had the opportunity of visiting Dakur, where Dwarkadhish ji is residing over there as Ranchod Rai. So there are so many such beautiful pastimes of the Lord, where by he shows how in the life of a devotee Lord Krishna personally intervenes and secures his devotional service. So I was going through the history of Dakur, means Vasudev Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu and myself, we had the opportunity of going to visiting and taking darshan of Ranchod Rai ji. And so we came to know about the glories of this holy dham. So this place is actually part of earlier, like in the past, it was the place of Hidimba Van. This is a forest which was very, very beautiful, with lots of natural resources, forests and lakes, and a beautiful place. And there was this Rishi Muni, who was having his ashram over there. And his name was Dank Rishi. And he used to meditate over there, and then he pleased Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva came over there and asked him for any benediction, he requested that this is our ashram, so you should stay over here. So then Lord Shiva agreed to it, and there is a nice temple over there of Dankanath Mahadev. And later on, as during the pastime of the Pandavas, Bhima and Lord Krishna also had visited that place. And at that time, by serving the Lord, this Rishi again pleased Lord Krishna and requested for the similar blessing, that you should stay in this place and accept worship. So Lord was thought a lot, and then said, okay, I will come over here, but after 4000 years I will come and reside over in this place. So as it so happened, there was one this very nice devotee. His name is Bodhana, Vijayanand Bodhana. Actually, earlier in his previous life, this information is all from the Holy Dham website. And in his previous life, earlier in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, he was one of the gopas. His name was Vijayanand. But he was a little proud, and so on one such occasion, on a holy, on the occasion of holy festival, just like yesterday we had this Lakshmi Narayan festival, where all devotees come together and worship the Lord, offer nice abhishek, kirtan, and katha and prasad. So similarly, there was this holy festival, and at that time, of course, Krishna was there, and all the Brajvasis, they all came together and they were all worshipping the Lord. But this Gopa, Vijayanand, he did not go to worship. He was little proud. He was thinking, why should go? So all the other people left, and even his wife had gone, but he did not go. So then Krishna actually disguises himself, and he comes to his home and tells him that no, you should go and worship Lord Sri Krishna. So then he actually goes and worships. But then when he comes back, then he realizes that it was actually Krishna who had come to inspire me. So then he becomes little angry, and so the next day they have a fight with colors, holy. And in that process, again, actually Krishna gets defeated, and he falls in the river. And this Vijayanand, he also follows Lord Sri Krishna in the river, and he also, and there Krishna reveals his actual position. And then Vijayanand, he prays to the Lord, begging forgiveness. And then Krishna says that, okay, I'll forgive you, but and I'll give you a chance, so that after 4,000 years, you will appear in this place called Dakor, and there I will give you darshan. So, in Dakor, Vijayanand Bodhana, he appears in a Kshatriya family, and he's a very big, great devotee of the Lord. And he and his wife, who was also his wife in when they appeared in Gokul. So, both of them, they practiced devotion service throughout their life very nicely. In fact, it was very peculiar way of doing service. He would, in his hands, he would carry Tulsi Maharani and allow it to grow. And in 6 months, then when the Tulsi would mature, then he would carry it, walk all the way from Dwarka to Dakor to Dwarka, and then offer these Tulsi leaves for the service of the Lord. So thus he did, like year after year. And when he became very old, then he was finding it difficult to do, but still he would sincerely follow this devotional service. So then Krishna actually comes in his dream and he says that, why are you taking so much of trouble? The next time when you are coming, I'll come with you. So you come in a bullock cart. Normally he would walk it down from Dwarka, from Dakor to Dwarka. So this time, so Bodhana was amazed. How come? So, but still somehow he was a poor man. So he arranged for a bullock cart which was not so making a lot of noise and all. So when he went and reached Dwarka, so the priests of Dwarka, they were amazed. Okay, they see him regularly. So, but this time they saw that he has come in a bullock cart. So they asked him, "Hey, why have you brought a bullock cart this time?" So he said, "No, no. Krishna had come in my dream, and he said that he'll come along with me." So the priests were, although they were serving Dwarkadish, but they did not, maybe they did not have so much of conviction. So. Anyways, they joked at him, and then they, as per normal routine, they closed the altar at the end of the seva on that day, and Bodhana also went to sleep. And in the middle of night, somebody woke him up, and it was none other than Dwarkadish. He had opened the doors and he had come, and he said that, "Come, let's go to Dakor now." So he said, "How we will go?" So he said, "You drive the bullock, I'll sit behind." And so, as Bodhana started towards Dwarka, then in middle of the way, then Krishna said, that, "Okay, now you must be tired, so you go to test. I will drive the bullock, so don't, you sit behind." So then Bodhana actually, Krishna actually drives him in that very dilapidated bullock all the way up to the Dakor. And at night, he was they rest at another place, very much close to Dakor. And early in the morning, when they wake up, it was actually under a neem tree. And so Krishna requests that, okay, you can, they wanted to do clean their mouth, and also they use the twig from the neem tree. And it is said that on that particular branch of that neem tree, that becomes sweet because of that. So, and it's amazing, it's still there, that same tree. So, then once they reach the village of Dakor, the citizens of Dakor, they become very happy that Lord has come himself from Dwarka. So, but when they realize that, oh, now, in the meantime, the priests of Dwarka, the Ganguly Brahmins, Googly Brahmins, so, so they become very anxious, ki are bhai, our worshipable Lord Dwarkadish is not no more over here. So now what will happen? Because if the Lord is not there, then nobody will come to worship, and then their means of livelihood is also gone. So they were all very worried. So immediately, remembering that this Bodhana had said that he wanted to take the Lord, so most probably they were suspected that only he must have taken. So they start following up. And once they reach Dakor, the village people become very fearful that now these big people have come from Dwarka, so they are going to play havoc over here. So in the meantime, seeing the fearfulness of his devotees, the Lord Krishna, Dwarka, he says that what you put me in this tank over there, you submerge me in this water. There is an Gomati tank is there, which has a lot of nice water resources. So Lord requests that you submerge me in that water, and then so Bodhana submerges the deity of Dwarkadish in the water, and then when these Brahmins, they come over there, they try to get this deity outside. In fact, Bodhana tries to appease them by giving them, offering some sweets and curd and all, but then they are very angry. So one of them actually throws a spear, and Bodhana actually dies over there at that point of time. And then, in the meantime, when the priests, googly Brahmins, they try to dig bring out the deity of Dwarkadish from the bottom of the tank, in that process actually they see that blood starts coming when they are trying to bring. So then they also become very fearful. So then they request Bodhana's wife to bring a rescue the deity. And once they bring it back, then they see that Dwarkadish is wanting to stay over here. The citizens of Dakor, they say that let the Lord remain over here. So then the Lord says that okay, you give them equal amount of gold. So the priest say that Dwarkadish has come over here, so we will find it very difficult, so then you will have to give us equal amount of gold, thinking that they are all poor people, they will not be able to give. So then anyways they will have to return the deities to us. So at night Lord Dwarkadish, he appears and he says that you tell your wife to put her nose ring. Her name was Gangabai. So he says that you tell Gangabai to put her nose ring, and that will be equal to my weight. So it's inconceivable. So now if you go to Dakor, you'll see apart from the main altar, there is also a scale where actually this weighing was done. And on one side Lord Dwarkadish was kept, and the other side the nose ring of his Bodhana's wife was kept. And actually the balance lifted. And so then now the priests, googly priests, they were very amazed. They realized, this is surely the wish of the Lord. So then they actually start praying for the Lord to shower his blessings, that somehow now we need, in Dwarkadish temple there is no deity now, so what we will do? So then the Lord assures them that okay, you go back, and then in one well, after a certain time you dig, and then you will get another similar form of deities, and that you can install in your temple over there. But then these Brahmins, they were little impatient, and they go and try to recover this deity much earlier than what was the stipulated time. And so eventually they did get the deities, but it was not completely formed. So here we see that how Lord actually appears in the heart of the deities, in the life of the heart of the devotees, and in the life of the devotees, and actually protects not only his devotional creeper, but also helps him to achieve his goal of life, that is the service of the Lord. So, in this nice story, that Krishna, he is taken the effort to come back in after so many years, 4,000 years, and just to keep the promise of his promise to this Dank Rishi also. So the pastimes of the Lord are such that with one pastime he is able to achieve so many goals, and that is the glory of the Lord. And even for us, we can see that it is the mercy of the Lord that he has appeared in each and every one of his heart as Paramatma. Although we have all revolted against him. Normally, if you see that a person would not like to come and stay with some person whom he does not like or whom does not have good relations with. But as Paramatma, Lord has agreed to come in each and everyone's heart. Although we have revolted against him, we are not serving him, we are always trying to deny his presence. And it is he has taken, the other day also Maharaj was explaining how with each and every living entity or each and every soul, there is a unique Paramatma who is guiding us, who is staying us with us to see that at any point of time when we would like to turn towards him, then he provides us all the facilities and all the help which we need to take in this path towards the Lord. So, in 11th canto also, Hridayananda Goswami Maharaj says that it is that because Krishna is supremely Krishna conscious, that he is taking this effort to be with each and every living entity. So, like that, there are so many such examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam and whereby the devotees of the Lord, they actually are able to practice this very, very simple process which, like Srila Prabhupada has given. Srila Prabhupada himself practiced in his life by, and he had so much of faith in these words of Srimad Bhagavatam that he was able to rescue so many fallen living entities in India as well as abroad. So it is our very good fortune that we have got this very nice opportunity of being part of this movement, and we have a very, very golden chance to perfect our lives, and we pray and that we make the best use of this golden opportunity which we have got. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की शील प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौरव भक्त वृंद की।